Symbiosis S by Kart Ojavi of Estonia Academy of Arts and Esther Oswald of NYU. Symbiosis O is a collection of textile interfaces. The soft material behaves as an organic display and reacts on definable impulses. During the Seagraph 2012 Art Gallery exhibition, we would like to present Symbiosis S, S for seat, the latest generation of the collection. Nature will bear the closest inspection, Henry David Thoreau. Symbiosis O, O for objects, is a collection of textile interfaces in an organic display of embedded sensors. The form, function, and aesthetics are designed to mimic a biological element, a multi-layered structure of a living organism. The member of the Symbiosis family that will be presented here will be Symbiosis S. Symbiosis S welcomes a voyager to sit and rest on a soft folded material with an active, slowly shifting pattern. When excited, this pattern starts forming in a playful, curious way around the place where the textile was touched. Once the disturbance is abated, the pattern continues its peaceful expansion. The vivacious interaction of a vibrant pattern is a demonstration of the potential for tangible textile interfaces. Ubiquitous computation, an active, programmable secondary skin to surround everyday objects, is an ambient, noiseless, thus vigorous way to visualize information and form space. The production of Symbiosis S involves both handicraft and specialized digital fabrication. Electronics that are active, heating a sensitive coating layer, are embedded into the soft structure. Felt is chosen as a substrate due to its exceptional material properties, sound isolation, heat preservation, and its biodegradable nature. The geometry of patterns is derived from a Veroni tessellation algorithm. The Veroni cells of a Symbiosis S pattern intuitively suggest folding the material into a three-dimensional landscape. The general concept, in first place, was a tribute to the ultimate power of evolution, where not only human civilization affects the environment, but nature itself reacts and adopts to these changes. Instead of criticizing the civilization's impact on the environment, the emphasis is put on the exploration of new types of mutant living beings.